This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
Right on, baby.
Anyway, I don't want to use that voice because my mother told me once if you use a crazy voice like that, one day you'll wake up and that's it.
That's a twilight zone. I mean, yeah, you talk like that all the time and now you're stuck.
Well, think of it this way. The funny faces, same thing. Don't make funny faces because your face will stick in that direction. And all I have to say is Jim Carrey.
Well, mothers have been saying that for years, and it's never been entirely true, but God bless them for saying it. They're okay. Just trying to help us.
Of course. Now, Roswell, it's interesting. Kevin Randall wrote a book called Roswell in the 21st Century, and he's been doing something he calls chasing footnotes, where he goes back to source material where you can. Obviously, with Roswell, it's very difficult, but he looks into it and sees what arguments hold up, what evidence holds up.
Right.
And he found that he was less certain about what happened at Roswell after doing this, and he could never really get a consistent picture as to whether alien bodies were truly recovered from it.
Well, I mean, I take his point. I mean, he's a terrific researcher. He was Don Schmidt's partner during much of this period with Stanton, and it was sort of Team Schmidt and Randall, and Friedman was on the other side. And I certainly think Kevin is a hardworking, diligent researcher. So I do take his point that they may have shifted his thoughts a little bit. But I've spent so much time talking to Stanton Friedman and Don Schmidt and, you know, Tom Carey and, you know, many of the other people who have researched Roswell and people who have researched the research of Roswell. It's just my gut feeling. I'll be the first to admit it if it turns out I was wrong, but it feels to me like it was a real event, and I think Kevin Randall got it right the first time.
Well, I guess it's important to question your opinions, too. This is not something that you're probably covering in your movie. The fact that Carey and Schmidt were originally kind of sort of taken in by these Roswell slides things.
Yes. Yeah.
Whereas Kevin Randall said the not Roswell slides. Do you think that diminished their reputations?
Of course. Look, I was very strong with I consider Don a friend. And I believe the Roswell slides were a huge problem and that Don should have run from being associated with them. And I believe that in the aftermath of when they were proven to be not out of this world, but definitely of this world, he should have been stronger in his denunciation, and a little more transparency on how this fiasco happened would have been good for ufology. That's my take. But that doesn't take away from my still considered opinion that the essence of Roswell, that there was a crash and there were bodies and there was a cover-up of that, is true. I just think people have been trying to find the holy grail of Roswell, and it's become this, it exerts a power and influence of its own that causes bright people to make mistakes. I can't think of a better or bigger mistake than the alien body slide. That was just a disaster. And I will tell you this, too, in the interest of transparency, I was approached by the man with the slides, and I was being asked if I would come to, I guess it was Mexico City, and talk about what they mean in disclosure. And I literally was given, you know, a few minutes in a delicatessen here in Hollywood to look at the two slides and decide. And in the moment, I will tell you this, in the moment, having never seen them before and seeing them in the moment under this sort of sleuthing about, at first I called my partner on this movie, Don Most, and I said, I can't tell. I can't tell if they're really authentic or they're really not. But as I thought about them over the next few days, I thought, I need these people to have ultimate transparency. And if they're not going to have ultimate transparency, I don't want to be part of any big announcement. So I bailed out. I didn't do that.
The Not Roswell Slides. We had some shows on it. Now, Richard Dolan, I think, was kind of sort of taken in by it to some degree.
He took my spot. You know,
he did.
Yeah, he and it was a mistake. And I'm sure he'll tell you that as well. Who can think it was anything but a mistake in the aftermath of it? It was a huge black eye to ufology, just a huge black eye. And it could have been prevented. It should have been prevented. And in fact, it's an apocryphal story right now that I think we need to lay out there. Don't be taken in. Ask questions. What Kevin Randall's doing right now, I support. I think it's fantastic that he's rethinking and revisiting the footnotes. What a great idea, because that's exactly what needs to be done. We need to be more critical and more skeptical, because the truth is we are moving closer and closer to a post-disclosure world, in which case all of these things are going to be discussed. And I think it's better to have your big boy pants on for this stuff and not be taken in by the bull and nonsense, but to defend the really good cases with your heart and soul, and to reject the ones that aren't so good. So, yeah, big, big mistake, big disaster, and I'm sorry it happened.
Now, the recent developments with this Pentagon UFO study that was sort of arranged by former Senator Reid and Bob Bigelow and everything, and the To the Stars Academy. Does that indicate some effort at disclosure or just a flash in the pan? What do you think?
Oh, I think it's real. I think it's a game changer. I didn't initially know quite what to make of Tom DeLonge, to be candid. I was skeptical, but I think that was a proper response, be skeptical. But what I've seen of the To the Stars Academy and the people who are behind it makes me think Tom DeLonge is a cooler head than maybe some people think. I think he's done good things. And Elizondo, you know, strikes me as the disclosure hero of the year, last 2 years. And I give great credit to Harry Reid. Think about what that says. Harry Reid, who used to be accused of being the most boring guy in the U.S. Senate, a man who held the highest position in the U.S. Senate, is now calling his friends and saying they need to make congressional investigations into the UFO topic. I mean, we are in a different world than we were a few years ago.
But think of it this way. Some people say Mitch McConnell is the most boring speaker in the Senate.
Well, he may be now, but if you put Mitch McConnell and Harry Reid on a debate stage together, everybody would be asleep by the end of it. Who knows? They're both. But my point is, Mitch McConnell's not doing anything heroic right now, but Harry Reid certainly is. So my hat is off to the guy. Congratulations, Senator Harry Reid. I only wish you'd started talking more publicly about all this earlier. And I also wish that people were in their current positions of authority and power in the Senate and the House could speak a little more openly about it. I could stand a more healthy dose of that. And to that extent, I will say one of the things I'm kind of pushing, is that we begin to look at 2020, the presidential election of 2020, as an opportunity for, people to, bring more candidates to this topic to talk on the record, because let's face it, you get 23 Democratic candidates right now. I think two or three Republican. They're all having town halls. I think we start showing up at those town halls and asking them what they think about this topic.
Well, we know what Hillary Clinton thought, and that
was
interesting.
Did.
Right, but I don't think that impacted her success one way or another. We've got Bryce Sable, and we started with a discussion of the late Stanton Friedman, whom we all miss, even if we didn't always agree with him. We've got more to come with Gene and Bryce. You're in
the Paracast.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
Now, I just want to tell everybody, no, Randall did not disappear from the show. We tried for what, about a half hour, to set up a normal group conversation Skype, which we've done many times before, with Bryce, Randall, and myself. We could always get two out of three.
I'm very honored I made the cut, because you and Randall could have easily done this.
Well, I don't know. I thought we'd like to have you for a change.
That's very kind.
You know, we need the Hollywood influence.
Well, I'm happy to provide it.
Yeah.
Hollywood, by the way, and it was raining like crazy last night. So we don't really get rain in May out here, so that's a big change, too. This is the first year in a long time when we are not in drought.
Now, quite often we get some of that feedback here in Arizona, in the Phoenix area, but this time, just cloudy skies, overcast skies. That's about it.
Well, I feel for you. It's beautiful out, and I go to Phoenix all the time. I love the place. It's great.
Yes, but you never call me when you're here.
Well, why should I call you when we have Skype? It's so easy and simple.
That's right. We can even call on Skype on our phones. You know that.
That's true, too.
You know, I don't even use telephones that much anymore. We use Skype. When my son calls us from Madrid, he uses WhatsApp. WhatsApp has great audio quality, but you can't really set up group conversations like we can with Skype.
Right. No, it's great. The audio quality, I just got back from Europe, and I left my phone on because I wanted to be able to continue my work. And I would have conversations where it sounded like people were in the next room. I mean, the quality and the ease of our technology has just gotten so advanced over the past decade or so. I don't think anyone even knew I was out of town. I didn't tell anybody. I just took the calls and carried on.
Anyway, we want to be persistent here in your activities. So is it primarily focused on right now the possibility of these movie projects?
Well, you know, I actually have, yes. I mean, I am a writer, producer. That's what I do. I don't do only UFO projects. I guess that would be the difference. I'm very excited right now about a feature film that I'm the screenwriter of called The Last Battle. And it's based on a true story about the last battle of World War II in Europe. It's with Endurance Media, expected to shoot either this fall or next spring. And it's a fantastic story. It's happening. So I just wanted to, people should remember that, The Last Battle. It's just an insane story. Can I take 30 seconds and tell what it is?
I'll tell you what, let me just take a quick look at our clock here. There it is.
All right.
It's hitting me on the head just a moment.
Okay.
It's a three-dimensional clock.
And yeah,
I have to put my hand and go into it. No. Yes, we have more than 30 seconds. How about a minute?
All right. Here's the deal. This is the what we would call the elevator pitch. You know, how much you can tell about a thing in the elevator. Okay. This is what happened. Hitler kills himself on April 30th, 1945. Germany surrenders May 8th, 1945. There's one week in between where it's a little crazy. And these American tankers get sent to a castle in Austria to rescue the French prisoners of war. The Nazis have been holding the French premiers and the French generals, guys that hate each other, blame each other for losing the war. They've been holding these high-value VIP prisoners at this castle. So the Americans go up, and they do what Americans do. They're the heroes. They go in. They rescue the French VIPs. They put the Nazi guards in the cells that the French were in. And the French do what French do. They get out the good wine and start celebrating. In the middle of the night, the Waffen-SS troops surround the castle based on Himmler's orders and start bombing the castle. They have orders to kill everybody inside to make sure they don't testify at war crimes trials. The Americans are outnumbered 20-1, and they literally have to go to the Nazi guards they just locked up and say, let me ask you a hypothetical. If we give you your guns back, who are you going to shoot, us or the Waffen-SS? And the guards say, the war's over, we'll shoot the Waffen-SS. It's the only time in World War II where Germans and Americans fought together against a common enemy. And that's the story. And it's in a castle, of course. So it's the last battle in a castle. That's the story.
So when you're doing something like this, of course, the real issue is, how do you get someone to say, okay, we'll produce it? Which is the most difficult thing.
You want to be in business with people that – it's all about finding money. Durance Media already has ones who make this film. And right now we're just out to the directors to find who's going to direct it. But, for example, these other projects I've talked about, The Crash, which is the Roswell Investigations film, and Captured, which is the Betty and Barney Hill story, the development's been done, but it's a matter of finding not only someone who is willing to make the movie, because a lot of people would like to make movies, but it's finding someone who's willing to make the movie and has the money or knows someone who has the money to make the movie, because as you can imagine, making movies is not cheap, particularly if they're UFO movies or high action World War II movies. So that's how it works. You're constantly trying to find a meeting of the minds on the material and then hoping that the people who see the vision also have enough of the right contacts to fund the project. That's how features work. Now, in TV series, that's an entirely different thing. Usually people have deals with networks or studios or whatever, and there's so many more buyers. I mean, television is where it's at right now. Everybody wants to be in television. When I started out in the business, it was like people wanted to be in features. Nobody wanted to be in TV. That's kind of reversed now. And in fact, I guess here's a little bulletin. One of the things I'm working on in television is, you mentioned the book AD After Disclosure, the book that I co-wrote with Richard Dolan. I'm working with my Dark Skies partner, Brent Friedman, who I co-created Dark Skies with, and he and I are working on the adaptation of AD to be a television series, and we hope to be taking that out pretty soon.
Congratulations. I hope it happens.
I was just going to say, part of the problem with UFOs is that they are a Rorschach test for the executives. Many executives will say, I don't know anything about UFOs. Do you really believe in this stuff? So you realize, okay, I'm really starting at square one here, right? I've got to convince them that UFOs are a worthy topic. Then I have to tell them the story. So you do get a lot of that. But what I find to be always interesting about trying to set up a UFO project is people who know very little about the topic are still happy to tell you exactly what your movie should be. You know,
Well, of course, that's the way it works, doesn't it? But the thing is also, isn't it true, and you know this more than I do, far more than I do, that this comes in spurts where you get one show about something that succeeds and suddenly there's a million imitators. We got more to come with Bryce and Gene. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Missouri is the latest state to pass restrictive abortion measures. Governor Mike Parson.
I think that's important. I think that's showing Missourians' values, and it's a piece of legislation that will be signed in the near future.
Democratic Representative Carrie Engel.
There's really no words to describe it. It feels like we're failing the state of Missouri.
The bill increases tax credits for donations to pregnancy resource centers. Women who receive abortions after 8 weeks would not be prosecuted, but doctors who perform them could face up to 15 years in jail. The weather is not yet spring in some places. Brian Hurley is lead forecaster at the Weather Prediction Center, and he has bad news for the nation's heartland.
Thunderstorm activity, some of which could be severe, damaging winds, hail, but also, certainly with that said, the threat of flash flooding as well.
This is USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Hey, folks. Tom D. for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Hey, this is Marie D. Jones, the author of This Book Is From the Future, and you are listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
So as I was saying, you get one show, one TV show or movie that's in production or at some degree where it looks like it's going to be a success, somebody inevitably comes out with an imitation. I'll give you a really perverse example of something like this. Marvel had a great success with the movie Captain Marvel. But those of us who are over 21 realize there was another Captain Marvel years and years ago. And he was a major competitor to Superman, but there were all sorts of lawsuits and everything. And Marvel got the Captain Marvel name, and DC Comics took over the original Captain Marvel and renamed it Shazam. So within weeks of the release of Captain Marvel, we had the release of DC Comics Shazam.
That pretty amazing, isn't it?
Yeah. That couldn't be a coincidence.
Well, listen, though, but let me give you a real-world example of how sometimes it's not always easy to see what the reality is. Dark Skies was something that Brent and I were working on for years, and I had sort of played around with the incipient idea of it. Then along came a show called The X-Files. You know, we knew what we were doing already, but X-Files is on and becomes a hit, which did make it easier for NBC to buy Dark Skies, but the X-Files fans assumed that our show had been created to compete with the X-Files, but that wasn't the case. It may have been the case that NBC bought it because of that. You know, Brent and I didn't look at the X-Files and go, gosh, I think we should do something about UFOs. I mean, we were both UFO guys from long before. So there's always a story behind the story behind the story on these things. And it is true that ideas are in the air. And it is also true what you said, that success of one thing does get an executive's attention. So, for example, Project Blue Book certainly has got other networks and buyers out there thinking about this topic. So, you know, hopefully I'll be able to capture some of that energy, because one person's success at least breaks the door down for something else to follow.
And you hope that you get good product.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is, that may be the one way to look at it, but I don't know any of my fellow writer producers who are out there to knock off cheap imitations of anything. All of us are passionate to make our own ideas, or if we're working on somebody else's idea, to make it the best damn thing we can. And frankly, most executives aren't trying to just find knockoff cheap imitations. It's that ideas get in the air, and, you know, let's face it, how many genres are there? There's the police procedural genre. So if you come up with another police procedural, it's not a cheap knockoff. It's just another way to look at that genre. So right now, we are probably in a period where in a few years, within the next few years, you'll see several more UFO-related series tried. And it doesn't mean that the people that are doing it are bad writers or hack writers, or that the executives are just trying to, you know, take advantage of the situation. But it is a business. If you're going to spend money making a television series, it's nice to know that somebody else has some success with the genre that you're going to be attempting. There is that. That is true.
And if you get two good films out of it, or two good TV shows, I guess there's nothing wrong with that. You have the inevitable situation where one TV show begats another show, like you had JAG.
Right.
And JAG came along after A Few Good Men, about the judge, advocate, general group of lawyers for the military, and they created the series that did very well. And then NCIS became the spinoff.
Yes.
We forget that. NCIS was not the original. It was the spinoff to JAG. And then we got NCIS LA, which is the Special Operations Unit. That's why they go after all the terrorists and everything.
Well, okay, I'm starting to see your point, though, because it is true that when you are spinning off series, that is a calculated decision. That's like saying, you know, that's why there's so many versions of Law and Order that have been done over the years, and the NCIS and the CSIs, that is a little, that's just basically economics 101. Let's see how many people already like this. Let's do another version of it. But I guess what I'm saying is when you see, and that's like a sequel or whatever, but when I see something like, well, from my own personal experience, X-Files fans had a little initial resistance to Dark Skies because they assumed we were just trying to knock them off. But in reality, people that watched both found them to be quite different. So I would just say, when you see a show that's just in the same genre you like, by all means, give it a chance, because people aren't trying to be crass. They're just trying to make something good that you might watch.
And not every spinoff works. Like Criminal Minds. Criminal Minds could never get a successful spinoff. They tried a couple of them, and they never worked. They had pretty good actors, Gary Sinise in one.
Sure.
And things like that. Didn't work. NCIS was lucky. We have NCIS Los Angeles, which is, what, 9 or 10 seasons with LL Cool J and Robin.
Yep.
Chris O'Donnell, whose career really, really was in the toilet after the last Batman film, and he's doing well on the TV series. And then, of course, NCIS New Orleans with the last captain of the Enterprise from the TV show Enterprise.
Right. I mean, I guess you could argue, do we really need that many versions of CSI? Do we really need all that many Law and Orders? And I guess the answer from a Hollywood point of view is you need as many as people will watch. If you want more fresh content that isn't a sequel or isn't a spinoff, then stop watching sequels and spinoffs, and they'll start putting more original shows on.
Well, Law and Order's down to one series now, Law and Order Special Victims Unit. 20 years.
Boy.
Imagine that. Yeah. 20 years.
And NCIS, which is hard for me to believe, is, what is it, 17 years or something. It's amazing. But people, look, we're creatures of habit. We find something we like, and it gives us comfort that every Thursday night at 9 o'clock, we can watch something. But what's happening right now, of course, is that those patterns of that used to provide comfort of, oh, it's Wednesday night, I always watch this, that's going away as we begin to go to the streaming services and, you know, and even the networks are trying to make their product available when you want to watch it. So we're rapidly entering a period where there is no comfort of, oh, this is the night when something's on, because you can watch it whenever. All that we're going to have in the future is, oh, this is the night when you can first download Game of Thrones, but, you know, you could watch it an hour later or the next morning or whatever. And that is taking some of the specialness out of some of these programs.
Bear in mind now there are two other ratings categories when they do ratings of shows. The overnights, next day. Live plus three, that's the DVR viewers, three days after the show was first broadcast. And then live plus seven. And when you get to live plus seven, suddenly on some shows, the rating more than doubles.
Absolutely. I got to tell you, I feel bad. Well, I'm in favor of DVRs because when Dark Skies was on, it was like one of the last seasons before DVRs came in. And so it was on Saturday night at 8 o'clock. And most people I know are not trying to stay home on Saturday night at 8 o'clock. They're trying to go out and have some fun with friends or whatever. And so it was really hard to get our audience, but there was no DVRs. So if they weren't there in their seats at home to watch it then, so it's really hard to get an audience and to stay healthy under those environments. And I think the new environment where you basically watch it when you want to watch it and they rate it, as you said, either 3 days out or 7 days out or whatever, that's all healthy because that really now starts to measure and what's really being watched, and it gives the audience, you and me, a chance to have more of an impact on keeping things on the air that we like.
We got more to come, and not just about TV ratings. With Bryce Abel and Gene Steinberg, you're in.
Oh, the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on the special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there is The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, Rockoids.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right, Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95, and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
This is Micah Hanks of the Gray Alien Report, and you're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
I sure hate to have to interrupt long stories because of the law of the jungle in radio. Go ahead, Greg.
That's no problem. So I was doing this research about Alaska, and I was looking at Three Saints Bay and the first colony that the Russians had in Alaska. And it had lasted for a little less than 10 years, and a tsunami came in. There's probably an earthquake somewhere or whatever, and this big wave came in and wiped them out. Well, they relocated up to what is now Kodiak. But there's other areas. Old Harbor is close to there. And there's an island called Kalidak Island. That's just off the coast. And I was reading, and they have a location there that's called Refuge Rock. And it's basically the wounded knee of Alaska. It was the indigenous population that was living there. They would go out onto Refuge Rock whenever they would get attacked by anyone. And there's no way that you can breach these cliffs. You know, you're up on this big flat area, and then there's cliffs all the way around, and you'd be able to defend yourself very well. Well, they didn't understand gunpowder and cannon, and when the Russians came in to try to take them all as slaves, they went to Refuge Rock, and basically the Russians bracketed cannon fire in on them and killed anywhere from 300 to 3,000 people. And we know this because at the end of the 1700s, a Dutch explorer came in there, a Dutch sociologist actually came in there and interviewed quite a few of the people that actually survived the massacre and were taken as slaves. So he interviewed these people. And I thought, man, I really want to go to that because this is out in the middle of nowhere. So when I got through with class that Friday, I went to the airport there in Kodiak and got an Alaskan Uber at that time. This was 1983, I think. And so an Alaskan Uber at that point was the least drunk guy at the airport would give you a ride in this plane, you know? I don't know. It's like I had less than $200. I think I gave him $20 or $30, something like that, to fly me over to Old Harbor. And landed there, got out, and I had to walk into town. It's a big muddy road going into town. You have all these big pine trees. You know, it's beautiful green. And I'm walking, and the road kind of curves to the right, and I see this huge blue dome there. And it was a Russian Orthodox church in Alaska, in the middle of nowhere, man. It was really, really interesting. So anyway, I go over there and I go check in at the Bates Motel. This was a really bad motel. And then I went down and I talked to some of the fishermen that were down there, the guys on the boats, asking, you know, who's for hire and who will take me over there. To make a really long story a little bit shorter, one guy agreed to take me and drop me off close to where Refuge Rock was, and he was taking another group out to go actually fishing. So they were going to go out fishing and then come back and get me in 8 hours when they came back. So they dropped me off on this little spit of land. Man, I was out there by myself in Alaska, nothing around, and I sat there and looked at that rock. It was about 300 yards offshore. I was supposed to be there, and I was supposed to go there, and I had been in the water all, you know, for the last 3 weeks, and I'm looking at it. I didn't have my gear with me, but I'm looking at it. I'm like, I can make it over there. So I started, you know, it seemed like a good idea at the time. So I started going into the water, and I'm going into the water, and I was probably about 70, 80 yards out, and I was getting up to my waist, and I was looking around, and it looked like there's like a road that was underwater that went all the way there. And I just had this metaphysical experience that these things or whatever it was telling me I was supposed to be on that island. And I got scared and I turned around and I went back and I regretted it ever since, man. I was like, I didn't pass the test. I was supposed to go out there, you know?
Yeah, that was like, we're just getting to the good part.
I know.
The story is pretty cool, but I had no idea that kind of stuff went on up there. That is a really interesting story.
Yeah, I get emotional even thinking about it and talking about it. And I'm thinking one day maybe I'll end up back there somehow. But you can nowadays, you can go on Google Earth and actually go and look at this thing. And there is a road, an underwater road that is from the spit of sand all the way out to Refuge Rock. And if you look behind it, on it, and I saw this, and I was trying to put two and two together, but I didn't have that elevation look on the whole thing. But it looked like to me that they had dug dirt and then carried it out into the water and put it down in the water and actually built this little raised area all the way out to the island. But nowadays, it's a heritage site now, and you can't even get on the island anymore. It's completely illegal for you to go over there and all that stuff, but you can see it on Google Earth. It's pretty cool.
Oh, yeah. Well, you might be able to get a permit or something. Maybe the tide was just up at the time or something, and at low tide it was exposed or something.
No, that was low tide. That was absolutely low tide. But that's how I'm assuming that they would get, if they didn't have any kind of, you know, canoes or anything to get there, that would be a really easy way to go out. And go through there. If you had the proper, you know, clothing on, you could do it.
Of course, like this feeling that you had, though, I mean, we're talking about a very subjective feeling.
Yes.
Something that was going on. Excellent story. But have you had other experiences where some sort of external phenomena seemed to materialize or present itself to you in some way?
I have not. Nope.
But you've talked to people who have, I assume.
All the time. Yes, and I'm very intrigued by it. I hope one day that it happens to me. And you know, you have the people that go, well, you're just not open to it. Yeah, crap. Yes, I am.
Yeah.
There's a lot of reasons why we see what we think we see, and and you go to. I think it has a lot to do with locations, because I mean I've traveled all over the place in the military. I've gone to over 40 countries. I need to do another count on it. I think I have like 52 countries, and every country I've been to, I've gone to at least one, if not multiple, odd locations, someplace that would lend itself to suggestion that paranormal activity would likely occur there. For instance, like, you know, if there's a haunted location, well, Gettysburg is probably one of them. You know, the battlefield at Gettysburg, or
right.
The pyramids of Giza, or the Lizzie Borden house, or, you know, something that where some sort of very tragic thing happened that would lend itself to what we believe is a ghost experience, or, you know, a psychic impression, or some sort of thing that would happen. So I've been to a lot of those places, and I've had the strange feelings and that sort of thing. But and there's been a couple of times where people were using spirit boxes, and the spirit boxes said things that, you know, I run statistics in my head and go, wow, what are the odds of that spirit box answering that question? You know, who just came into the room? Randy. And Randy just walked in the room. How does that happen? you know, but you know, it's another one of those, I'm using air quotes, tools that paranormal investigators will use. And it's an FM radio or an AM radio on perpetual scan. And it's just stopping every time it hits, you know, a strong frequency, and it gives you a millisecond of time for one word to come through, and then it skips to the next one. I've taken them apart. I know how they're made. That's completely random. That's kind of like a really cool magic eight ball. You know, it's an electronic magic eight ball. Just depends on what it lands on, what it's going to, the information it's going to give you. But, you know, there's been a couple of times where, you know, like Randy walks in the room and, you know, who just walked in the room? And the thing says Randy, and it's just amazing.
Well, yeah, and this is the whole synchronicity of the thing. What we've got is a system that we understand perfectly well. And within the belief system of afterlives itself should have no bearing on how the detection system is working, because we've got two entirely separate sets of phenomena that philosophically and physically, if it is even a physical thing, and yet somehow there are these correlations that seem to happen in the world.
Yeah, and things like that happen to me all the time. People will say things or a word will come forward that I've never heard before, and then for the rest of the day I hear it three more times. I'm like, where is this word coming from? But
well, you know what? Let's break. You know what? I have words. Many words. I can tell you words. No, those words are not allowed on commercial radio, but we have words from a few of our benefactors. And after you listen to them, you'll know why I have those words and what they're for. Greg Lawson, I don't know what I just said. Gene Steinberg, J. Randall Murphy, you're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We also have swag. You know, we have all these exclusive Paracast things that you can buy. We've got, like, I guess 60 or so different items, and entails T-shirts, sleeves for notebook computers, iPad cases, mouse pads, the Paracast Jumbo tote bag, all sorts of T-shirts and jackets and stuff like that for men and women. We have a Paracast aluminum water bottle. All this stuff, you go to store.theparacast.com, store.theparacast.com. What makes it special is that the items are the best quality, you know, great T-shirts, fabrics, and they have our official logo on them. That's what makes them special, in multiple sizes and colors. We even have stuff for children, stuff for women, stuff for men. We have all sorts of sizes, like small up to X large. A lot of good stuff. That's the swag from the Paracast. You go to store.theparacast.com, stop by, and take a shopping tour.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.